The 25th Amendment has been trending on social media after Donald Trump's handling of the Iran war has been, quite frankly, batshit crazy. Micah and I were just talking about it and talking about how batshit crazy the past month has been, and we want to give you all a rundown for the strongest 25th Amendment argument, the strongest arguments against Trump's handling of the Iran war, and why Iran's control of the Strait of Hormuz gives them so much damn leverage over the region. It is scary. Donald Trump continues to claim that he made the world a safer place, but that is very easy to debunk. Let's start off with the fact that Donald Trump is defrauding the American people and needs to be removed from office. Micah, we have repeatedly talked about the immense amount of corruption coming out of this administration, such as the crypto coin Donald Trump started one day before his inauguration, then the Melania coin he started hours before his inauguration, the way he capitalized on those to make billions of dollars, the way he's defrauded the American people, the way he sued law firms, universities, he sued media corporations and people around him in order to extract money for a ballroom that is now illegal, for tariffs that are now illegal. The 25th Amendment is honestly an understatement at this point. That is an underreaction. And I just want to start off with your take, and then we have to talk about the Strait of Hormuz later. If you're watching this video, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to both the Adam Mockler and the Micah Irfan feed below. We are building an independent media ecosystem so we can fight back and punch back against MAGA in the strongest way possible. Micah, thoughts on the 25th Amendment and taking Trump out of office?
I mean, the 25th Amendment exists for a reason. The idea is that if we have some sort of reckless, loose cannon president, we have the ability to remove them immediately, potentially charge them and convict them too once they're actually removed from office. And that's exactly what should happen in the case of Trump. This war has been totally reckless. We're making different decisions all the time. The American people don't support it. They didn't vote for this. And it doesn't even make any sense. That's why they're constantly firing the highest up level people in the military, because behind those scenes, these high up people, like, for instance, the leader of the army was just fired. These people are telling the Trump administration, your war is reckless. It's you're violating human rights, all these things. But on the corruption point, I had to smile while you were making that list, because I can think of all these things that you weren't stating. And it's crazy that there's so many things that we can list about this administration that it's easy to forget them all. For instance, I mean, how many Americans know right now that Trump is suing his own administration for $10 billion, trying to get the Treasury Department to grant him a $10 billion settlement for some leak of his tax returns that he should have released in the first place previously? He's suing them for $10 billion. He's literally trying to move $10 billion of our taxpayer dollars to himself. They lecture us about Somali fraud. Let's talk about the fraud in the White House. He's putting his face on the currency. He's demolishing part of the White House, right? Like, he's violating the Constitution and the laws of this country 24/7. Not to mention, he's literally, we have this documented, selling pardons. What could be possibly more insane than that? And we still live in a country where, but like Republicans, the 30% of this country that's still Republican think it's crazy to talk about impeachment. I think we should be talking about whether we should convict them of crimes or not. That's the real discussion. Impeachment, 25th Amendment, that's not even a debate.
It's a very simple argument. If you are guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, of betraying the American people, then you should be impeached. Or if you are incapacitated, then you should be removed. Donald Trump has this repeated pattern of placing people around him during stressful situations that dig him in deeper holes by not telling him the truth. Remember in COVID, when rather than listening to Anthony Fauci, he would tell people to inject bleach in their arm? Do you remember that? And you would just go and listen to the craziest people. Remember during the 2020 election, for example, when rather than listening to Bill Barr or Mark Meadows or the actual experienced politicians around him, he fired his lawyers and started listening to Rudy Giuliani. He listens to only the most extreme people around him. And if we analog that to now, what do we have? Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump firing top generals who disagree. Joe Kent has to resign as the counterterrorism director. And now Donald Trump is listening to, I think, Pete Hegseth. There are reports that his briefings, and I couldn't believe this when I heard it, but there are reports that his briefings are just a series of videos of us striking Iran over and over. And other than that, it's just intuition. And it's unbelievable, but it's very, very likely. He is somebody who likes to be briefed by watching Fox News, and the 25th Amendment is necessary. Now, of course, J.D. Vance being the president wouldn't be better, but he wouldn't have this sway over a 30% portion of the MAGA base, and he wouldn't have this madman theory of geopolitics. He seems to be quite anti-interventionist, which comes with his own problems, but it's different than Donald Trump's repeated destruction of our country, literal destruction coming from the White House, like actual destruction of the East Wing of the White House every single day.
I mean, and who says we can't use it twice back to back, Adam? You know, like, let's be a little bit more bold here. I mean, yeah, obviously, J.D. Vance is completely terrible. Really, everybody in the Trump administration should be impeached, right? Because every single person is at best complicit. And really, pretty much all of them are directly involved in violations of our constitutional rights. We talk about high crimes and misdemeanors. We talk about reckless decision making. We talk about corruption. All that's one thing. But whenever you're looking at the Constitution, you're saying, I don't care what the Constitution says. I think that's something that's actually maybe even worse than being corrupt. Right. Like that is the document that makes this entire system work. And they're pissing all over it right now, this Trump administration. Now, let's talk about the war a little bit more. What is going on with this war? I swear to God, every 3 hours, the rhetoric changes. They want to make a deal. We're about to make a deal. They need to make a deal. They need to come to us. We're actually going to destroy them. It's going to be another 2 weeks.
They're begging to make a deal, but at the same time, they need to take this more seriously. But also, we don't really care either way. Like,
right. And they better open up the Strait of Hormuz or we're going to rain fire upon them. And then every single time, it seems like we can keep extending the deadline, because the truth is Iran actually has all the leverage right now. They have the Strait of Hormuz and you know, by extension, the United States by the balls, because they call Trump's bluff. Pretty much everything that we're throwing at them, you know, that we've been throwing at them, that's all that we can keep doing. We can keep bombing them. And Iran's decided that there is no negotiating with the Trump administration because they're fundamentally untrustworthy actors. And so now we're in a situation of basically perpetual war with Iran as gas prices go up and up and up. And then MAGA influencers tell us that we should be happy about this for some sort of reason.
In practice, what we've done is make the world a more dangerous place as Iran is able to collect more revenue through the Strait of Hormuz. They are now tolling ships. And I've been saying on my show, the tariff giveth, the tariff taketh away. I know it's not the exact same thing. I know it's not like one-to-one, but Trump is obsessed with tariffing companies in America who want to import things. And now Iran is like, hey, bitch, if you want to go through the Strait of Hormuz, we're going to put a toll on you now. I do not like that. That hurts prices across the globe, but Donald Trump should have foreseen the consequences. There are reports that they have war gamed this out over and over and over since 2016, since 2019, and all of the war games showed this exact thing, yet Donald Trump decided to do this. So what happens when a president makes the world an inherently less safe place? I think that calls for the 25th Amendment or for impeachment. What happens when a president is talking about pulling us out of NATO on a daily basis, while also being so friendly with Vladimir Putin that he rolls out the red carpet, while talking about slashing daycare and increasing the military budget? I don't know if this is a president that, I was going to say he's beholden to donors, but he only has his own interests in mind. I genuinely think he is becoming so demented that he has no direction of where he's going. What kind of political instincts say that we should cut daycare? Like, even if you're the most evil person, how do you just say that we're going to cut daycare and we're going to fund the military?
But it's not just daycare. It's literally every single program the United States has to help Americans, right? So during the campaign, it was America first. We don't have money for all this war. We need to have money for Americans. And a lot of people that weren't really paying attention were like, wow, that sounds like a really good idea. This guy's going to be great. And then now he's around, and it's very clear what MAGA has been. It has been a sophisticated branding strategy for neocon ideology. I mean, we are witnessing turbo Reaganism right now, literally. No benefits for Americans. Like, every program that we have that benefits Americans, we're going to get rid of it. He's even talking about Medicare now, not just Medicaid, Medicare. He's even going after the old people, which is usually not what happens. And then we're going to take all of that money that you have, and we're going to redirect it towards tax cuts for the rich and wars in the military. And then that's not even enough money. Here's what else we're going to do. We're going to borrow trillions of dollars and raise taxes on you with tariffs so we can get even more money to give to these two groups. You cannot be more of a neocon, like supply side neoliberal than this guy. And it's amazing that he was able to sell, you know, so many American people on this idea that he was like populist. He was pro-Americans. He was isolationist. He was pro-worker. This is just a sophisticated marketing operation for the most extreme version of the same Republican values we've been dealing with for 40 years.
Friend of the show, Joshua Doss, made a really good point in a reel the other day when talking about Pam Bondi. He said that Nixon didn't ever go to jail or get charged for the cover-up of Watergate, right? But his chief of staff did. Richard Nixon never went to jail for the cover-up of Watergate, but his attorney general did. The people around him did. There were mechanisms to actually investigate and charge these people after the presidency of Richard Nixon was over. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Now, I don't want to prejudge and say that anybody's committed crimes. We'll see what happens and what plays out. Innocent until proven guilty should apply. But there needs to be oversight of state actors who are abusing their power, and we're very clearly seeing that happen in certain sectors of the government disproportionately. ICE agents, for example, they think they're safe now under this administration. They may not be safe under the next administration. The ICE agents who are committing crimes on a daily basis, I mean, they're not always going to be immune from investigation, you know? So we'll see what happens. But I want to see more accountability once the Democrats get into power come the midterms. And Project 2029 is a good way to make sure that happens. It's a good way to strengthen the guardrails in our government. If you could summarize Project 2025 at a high level and then list off a few of the policies you're most excited about, what would you say? And by the way, everybody, make sure you drop a like and leave a comment if you're excited for, you know, actually, we have different names for it. Project North Star, The Mandate, Project 2029, which people don't really like anymore, so we're kind of going to change.
There's a lot of people that are using that name. So guys, we're actually going to ask you in the comments if you have any good ideas for a name. We're working on this.
Let us know. Email us, tag us on Twitter, Facebook, whatever. Right. Let us know in the comment section.
Right. We've been working on this policy package because it's time for the Democratic Party to actually stand for things. Since 2016, we've just been against Trump's agenda, but Trump and the Republicans are destroying our country. Democrats don't need to just come back and fix some of the damage. We need to fix the big problems that allowed Trump to rise in the first place. And so there's two parts of this agenda. First is the democratic institutional reform. All this corruption, all this, you know, anti-democratic stuff, the billionaires that are taking control of our politics, we got to shut all that down. And there's so many ideas that we have about how we can do that without constitutional amendments. Like what we're seeing right now in Kansas. What we're seeing right now in Kansas is an innovative idea to work around Citizens United in order to limit corporate spending in our elections. These are the kind of ideas that we're championing. Look at what Trump's done with the tariffs. The president shouldn't have the power to impose tariffs unilaterally in the first place. And that's something Democrats should codify. And here's the other part of it. Our country has been controlled by special interest groups that are nickel and diming Americans every single step of the way. And that's the reason why things are so expensive. Our politicians do not have the courage to confront the real people that have been controlling our policy. And we've listed a long list of policies that Democrats must embrace. And they're going to be hard, but they're going to be necessary in order to actually bring those prices down.
And the fucked up part is Donald Trump conned a large swath of the American people into thinking that he was the person who was going to deliver these types of change. He was a change agent, right? He was the person who was going to drain the swamp, as he said, and make sure that corruption is removed from Washington. But instead, we got the most sick, twisted, awful version of corruption that we've seen in American history. I'm going to say it. This is the worst corruption in American history. The way this guy is ravaging our government, the way this guy is profiting. Who was it? Scott Galloway that said Trump has probably ripped off $3 billion from the American people. Right. What was his analysis there?
Yeah. I mean, he just added up all the different things that he's done to get more money centralized for himself, including the cryptocurrency, which you mentioned previously, which it's not just, oh, it's the president who's issuing a cryptocurrency. No, lobbyists in foreign governments are the reason why his crypto has gone up so much. They've literally bypassed the emoluments clause, violating the Constitution in order to give gifts to the president of the United States in exchange for policy. That is illegal. And Trump has profited more, guys, this is the craziest thing. Trump has profited more in this presidency from his corruption than his entire career in real estate. We're lectured 24/7. He's such a great businessman. Meanwhile, more than 50% of his net worth is just corruption. That's the truth that Republicans will never acknowledge.
We're lectured constantly, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, yet Donald Trump was handed money from his dad. If he would have thrown that money in the stock market, he would have had a higher return. It was like hundreds of millions of dollars, right? But instead, right. He's blown it and gone bankrupt multiple times. And also, the same person who says, pull yourself up by the bootstraps, starts a war with Iran. And when they close the Strait of Hormuz, then says, we don't really care. We're going to have our allies do it. Like, what happened to individual responsibility, right? We're just shirking right. everything off to our allies. This is somebody who is profiting for himself, making the entire world less safe, not just America, the entire world less safe. That is 25th Amendment worthy. That is impeachment worthy. And I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the work we do here at Mockler Media, we are building a Gen Z built independent media company for people of all ages, diverse lived experiences. We love when we get comments about where you're from, about what you enjoy with the channel. So thank you all for watching. Subscribe to both of us below. And Micah, thank you.
Thanks.